About 58 million Americans receive Social Security benefits. Many live day to day on fixed incomes.
Everything's going up. I mean, it's rising, you know, and there's not much you can do about it.
Kay Dennison works part-time at this retirement center in Maryland. She worries she could lose everything if her monthly checks don't keep up with inflation.
Probably my home.
Really?
I mean, you know, yeah, because right now everything is so tight and so high, and the mortgage rates, we've been in our home 40 years and we still owe.
The proposed changes to annual cost of living adjustments would save the government an estimated $130 billion over 10 years. But AARP, a seniors advocacy group, says under the new formula, the average retiree would get $220 less a year after 5 years and $862 less annually after 20 years. Economist Monique Morrissey at the Economic Policy Institute says reducing already meager benefits, on average about $1,200 a month, unfairly targets the most vulnerable Americans.
Poverty rates for the oldest old are higher. Incomes are lower. They've often, you know, used up other resources. They have more out-of-pocket expenses for health care. They're the last group you would ever want to target for, you know, to take the brunt of these cuts.
With the U.S. population aging, Social Security now takes in less revenue than it spends. Conservative economists say more cuts may be necessary to keep the program solvent. Charles Konigsberg at the Federal Budget Group says Americans have a choice, increase their contributions or face reduced benefits.
The good news is that these problems can be solved if they're addressed now. The longer we wait, the more difficult it is to fix the problem because the growth in spending accumulates over time.
Retired educator Virginia Levy is more fortunate. Her monthly Social Security checks help supplement her teacher's pension.
I'm worried more about the future generations, what's going to do to them. My children are over 40, and what's going to happen when they are retiring and their Social Security isn't going to be a fraction of what ours is.
Indeed, Monique Morrissey says the proposed changes will affect all Americans.
Of course, they don't say that because people think Social Security is for old people. They don't realize that the benefits that are being cut are really for young people who will be old at that point. By cutting the COLA, doing it immediately affects both young and old people.
The president's proposed budget includes additional cuts to Medicare and eliminates loopholes for wealthier Americans. But with a midterm election next year, analysts say it's unlikely Congress will approve the budget without making changes. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.